Dr. Grant said with regards to long COVID and chikungunya, the symptoms for long COVID are much more pronounced. He said some patients with long COVID also develop diabetes and a loss of smell.
There's some patients who had COVID over a year ago and are still experiencing these symptoms. I make the analogy with chikungunya. A lot of folks know of individuals who suffered with chikungunya approximately 8 to 9 years ago. And a lot of these individuals are still reporting joint pains, weakness, tiredness, etc. Well, COVID seems to be going down a similar path, but only thing is the symptoms tend to be much more pronounced because the virus that causes COVID, which is the SARS-CoV-2 virus, has an affinity for a number of organ systems within our body, starting at the top, certainly our brain, our lungs, our hearts, our kidneys, our blood vessels, our gastrointestinal tract, our pancreas. Some people with long COVID actually go on to develop type 1 diabetes. Others lose their sense of taste and smell. I know a young lady who had COVID in December here in St. Vincent and still has not regained her sense of taste or smell. Now, some individuals may say, big deal, but just think about when you have the flu and you don't have your sense of taste or smell, how miserable you are for those 3, 4, 5 days that you have the flu. Think of it going on for months, possibly years.
That was former District Medical Officer for the Southern Grenadines, Dr. Malcolm Grant. Regionally, as Barbados intensifies its efforts to address a spike in COVID-19 cases, persons with respiratory symptoms or children with gastrointestinal symptoms are being urged to go to their doctor or nearest polyclinic for assessment. And in Jamaica, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 50,720. Internationally, a new analysis of COVID-19 infection data confirms that the overall risk of children becoming severely ill or dying from COVID-19 is extremely low. Meanwhile, Thailand has changed its vaccine policy to mix China's Sinovac with the AstraZeneca vaccine in a bid to boost protection. The decision comes after hundreds of medical workers caught COVID-19 despite being fully vaccinated with Sinovac. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.